Is it better? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm really sorry, there was a network issue.
No, no worries, no worries. Yeah, so you're saying about BIS research. Please carry on.
We are, as I told you, we are a market research company. We research about emerging topics in different verticals, starting from healthcare, agriculture, defense, technology. We also do custom reports and we do syndicated reports. Yeah, this is the topic this time for me. Next generation gynecological cancer diagnostics. And I am researching on the same.
Okay. So
Yeah.
who all do you speak to while you do this?
Okay, so it's like we figure out the key opinion leaders in the market. We speak to the relevant people who are related to the topic. So for now, if we talk about my topic, your opinion really matters. I really value your feedback because you are directly related to in vitro diagnostics and somewhere related to molecular diagnostics in gynecology, right? So we speak with, so for my topic, I would like to go people who are looking into regulatory for molecular diagnostics, people who are trained into molecular diagnostics, laboratories. We also speak to company personnel or executives related companies. So for example, for my topic, I figured out some 15, 20 companies, right, who offer products and services for ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, and uterine cancer. So their input really matters. So we speak to key opinion leaders of the market.
Okay, and then when you publish these studies, so do you who are generally other contributing people on that with you? So if you talk about this particular one which you are writing now.
Okay, so I couldn't comprehend. Can you please be elaborative on the question?
So when you publish these market reports,
Yes.
where would you publish it, and who other would be your let's say co-contributors or co-authors or something like that? Who would be those people?
Okay, I get it. So I am the sole author for the report. I am going to write it. It is my study, okay? I have researched from the scratch to the last word of the report. Now, we publish it on our website and we don't publish the entire report immediately, okay? So we just
Okay.
give you the research. We tell you that this is the topic, this is the study that we have done. If you are interested, then there is the quotation for the same. And whosoever would like to take it up can buy it from the website or can generate a purchasing order for the same. So there are no co-authors or something, like so for example, if I'm doing
It's
the
a white
topic,
paper. Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, okay.
it's similar to white paper. So white paper is short, this report is in brief, in-depth study.
Okay. And then when the people who speak to, do you put them in acknowledgments or something, or there is no mention or anything like that?
Not directly. We don't do it. It's only if the other person is comfortable. There is inside Monk, I can share a link with you. Otherwise, in the report, we don't mention, like for example, if I am speaking with you, I'm not going to mention,
Sure.
I would not take your name or anything. I would just be making my study in accordance with your point of view. As you have told me, the most important thing is a technology being patient-centric. So this is how I'm going
Exactly.
to, so this is what I'm going to inculcate in my report while writing the study, that the most important factor is technology being patient-centric. That is how it goes.
Okay. And then do you do you put the, you said like you whoever you speak to, let's say you spoke to 10 different folks about this, you'll be mentioning their names in the end as an acknowledgement, not specific to this particular sentence or something, but in the end, okay, these people contributed or something, like these people acknowledge, we thank you, something like that. Would that be the case there? Or
Okay, so Prasad, in the report we don't do it generally, but then we have in expert spotlight documents. Okay, there in the document we acknowledge we acknowledge the people or key leaders that we speak to, and that is documented. So it's like we can even share it with you. So for example, if I speak to you, I can share it with you first. I can run it by you. If you approve it, then I can probably publish it on InsightMonk, or there is a platform for all the key opinion leaders. There it can be published, but it will be only with your consent.
Okay, sure, yeah. No, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I just wanted to understand like how and how this works. So
great. I'm really thankful for you to be taking it up. And yes, and importantly, Prasad, when I'm done with the study, I'll share an executive summary of the report with you, like my research. If whenever you have time throughout throughout the year or in the following months, whenever you have time, you would like to just go through it once, what I have done with the research. So you can do so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So these are like, so do you provide like any consulting fees to these people whom you speak to, or like let's say you're not gonna put 10 people's name, you're gonna or you're not gonna, but you are of course utilizing their services, utilizing their opinion, spending some time with them over phone or over email or anything. So how does that go?
Okay, so honestly, Prasad, how it goes is like, so when we do a globalized report where the market is big, you know, there is nothing specific that we have been asked to do. So in that case, we do not generally offer an honorarium. But when it comes to customization, like when it comes to any specific research for the specific market, for the specific topic, in that cases, we definitely offer honorariums to key opinion leaders for their time, for their efforts and their services to us. And
sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Okay, so for example,
your last sentence, please.
Okay, so for the reports that are very specific in nature, or they are client reports, in that case, definitely we offer honorariums to the key opinion leaders for their services, for their help and effort. But when it comes to the whole syndicated global part report, where nothing is like, you know, it's not a specific topic or a specific market, in that case, we offer executive summaries to the key opinion leaders for their contribution.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which is this kind, what you're doing?
Okay, so I am doing, it's a syndicated report. It's not a customized report. Like this whole topic is about a global market that we are researching on.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything else you have for me?
Sure, no, I think, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be sharing my executive summary with you to give you a heads up about what the report is. Maybe if you have it, you can take a look at it. If you're interested, you can let me know. We can take it forward. Yeah. So
sure.
I think my last question. It was about what do you think would be the drivers for molecular diagnostics in gynecological cancers. What do you think is driving the molecular diagnostics into gynecological cancers? What factors?
As I already said, we need more information, more and more. More always better. And then we don't have that much information with the current technology. And for that, molecular diagnostics is crucial. Yeah. Immunoassays can't do that job. Color chemistry can't do that job.
Mm-hmm. Right. Perfect. And good here, Prasad. Thank you so much. It's very benevolent of you to take out time and speak with me. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.